This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast of the Woods,
celebrating beer culture and the beer community on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grrr. This is The Woods, grrr, the show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof, grrr.
That's right, it's that time again. It's time to go into the woods. Or is it? I think it's something a little bit different tonight. Not time for the woods. It's Cubs takeover.
It's Cubs.
I'm Cub reporter Robbie. Joining me tonight, Disney Princess Cam.
The one and only Disney Princess Cam, may I add.
Are you excited? Because we've finally done it.
We've kicked them out.
We've planned this. This has been our plan all along. We've finally gotten rid of the oldies. And us young Cubs are taking over the station.
We have. We have conspired the plan. And now we have succeeded in that plan. Mission accomplished.
This is so exciting for us because it means that we can play all the tracks that all the young'uns are listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Do young people say young'uns?
I say young'uns.
Okay, good. Well, you're a young
those
person.
Those young'uns, those young folk.
You actually are a young person. I just pretend to be a young person.
Excuse you. Well, thank you.
I get away with it, though.
You do.
Funny how you look older than me, though.
I know. Such a bitch.
Cameron.
Did you see RuPaul?
See, this is what I love. We can talk as much RuPaul as we want.
Oh, yes, queen.
A little bit of a heads up. If you haven't caught up on last week's episode, which was
quite
some time.
Quarter past nine.
Yeah. Look, minor spoilers, but I think everybody's seen the shock of probably, I think, one of the biggest shocks in the last few seasons. One of the biggest upsets, anyway.
Completely. I was in utter shock with the result. But at the same time, I do believe it was a fair result for the competition.
We're talking, of course, about the shock exit of fan favourite of the show, Valentina.
Valentina,
your smile is so beautiful. Yeah, she really was a clear standout to win.
Mm.
I think a lot of people had her at number one. She got to the lip sync round where, of course, you need to lip sync. Part of her costume was a mask. And
you can't.
She decided to leave the mask on to try and lip sync with a mask.
But what I found really interesting with this was Rue then stopped the lip sync and said, Valentina, it's a lip syncing part for your life. You've got to take the mask off. And then she proceeded to ask the question, I'll say the statement, no, I'd rather keep it on.
Which I think she panicked in that point, but it looked a little defiant, didn't it?
It did. I was like, bitch, please, backslap that. But Rue did. She was like, what part of it is a lip sync? Oh,
Mama Rue was not having it.
Mama Rue was not impressed at all. But it's, most of us have been there. How many times in the shower have you been singing your favourite song and you've forgotten the lyrics?
Mm. Look, it was quite devastating. She took the mask off and it became pretty apparent pretty quickly she hadn't learnt the words to the song that she was playing. Now, in the episode, she talked about the fact that she was overwhelmed and perhaps hinted at the fact that she just sort of forgot the words. I've got a little clip ready from, if anyone, big fans of RuPaul's would know, Michelle Visage has a little web series called Watch Your Packin', which is a bit of a debrief with the contestants after the fact. Mm. I really enjoyed her chat. Let's just have a listen to that now.
Today we have the one and only, the stunningly beautiful Valentina's here. Hi.
Hi, Michelle. It's me, Valentina.
You got very far in this competition. Thank you. If you were to do it again, what would you do differently?
I had such a great experience and I wouldn't change a thing.
So
I think it played out the way it needed to.
I don't know if I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because your lip sync. I don't think that needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were in a place mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you were trying to make a statement. I don't know if you didn't know the words. If you felt so secure that you knew you weren't going to go home. I think a lot of queens make that mistake because nobody is safe. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we loved you. You were amazing and you killed it in this competition. There was that moment of almost defiance.
Stop. Hold up. All right, enough.
What was going through your head?
So what happened was that I was really in a state of shock, and I wasn't really in the moment, and I didn't know the song.
Because you didn't learn the song?
I didn't.
So the reason you were trying to keep that on was because you didn't want to, the mouth thing, mm-hmm. is because you didn't want to be exposed as not knowing the thing.
Yeah.
Valentina, this is a lip sync for your life. We need to see your lips. Take that thing off of your mouth.
I'd like to keep it on, please.
In my mind, I was just like, I'm going to go home anyway because I don't know the song. So let me just keep this mask on.
And look fierce.
And look fierce yeah. with this mask and just bow out and say thank you.
Thank you. When the music
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cam. It's, real interesting, isn't it? I'm glad that Michelle tackled it head on and said, because you didn't learn the words.
Yeah.
And you were telling me earlier, Cam, you feel like she got a bit comfortable.
My opinion is that she did get way too comfortable. And referring back to season 6, she was relying on that body oddy.
She was relying on that may ask.
Yeah, that may ask. But yeah, she definitely got too comfortable, I think, and therefore didn't expect to be in the bottom. But overall, after that competition, that round, she deserved to be in the bottom.
She did deserve to be in the bottom from the task, and because of what she did deserve to go home.
Absolutely.
She's definitely one of the most talented queens there, but how can you... She was lip-syncing against Nina. How could you not... How could you send Nina home over her? It just wouldn't be fair.
No, that would definitely be coming back. People would be complaining, even though I couldn't stand that makeup on Nina.
I didn't like that much.
It was way too much. And for the lip-sync, again, I couldn't read the lips.
Do you reckon Mark and James are just turning in their graves right now?
Oh my god.
Actually, no, Mark would be into it. James has switched off already.
Yeah, James switched off as soon as we met. He probably didn't even tune in because he put on Facebook that we're putting in. He's going to talk about this tonight. So, James probably didn't even tune in. If you're listening, James, messaging to us, please.
Yes, let us know if we've lost you yet. Yeah, look, it was quite a shocking episode. I was watching it just before the show again to refresh my memory, and it kind of makes me tear up a little bit because she really was someone that you connected with, and she was really devastated.
It's surprising because it took me probably about 3 episodes to actually find the queens that I was interested in. And that gave me a spark.
Mm.
And Valentina was that. And now I don't know. I haven't got any idea.
Time to find a new favourite.
Well, I don't think I've got any new favourite. And I don't think I'm going to ever get one because I don't think these queens are anywhere near the caliber of the queens we've had in the past 8 seasons.
Controversial, you heard it here first on the Woods.
Yeah, Disney Princess Cam's bringing it out.
You've been listening to The Woods. This has been a Joycast for
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.